It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking.
And welcome to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raymond along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. The show is brought to you by UJ Chevrolet, serving Mobile since 1939. Alabama Pipe and Supply and Ed's Seafood Shed.
It's the new...
Will be new.
Fire restaurant or whatever they're going to call it.
They're new on
the
one
that was
the
old fire, yes. There you go. But they will be back. They're working on the little Ireland now. So. Yes.
Just takes a while.
But you have some awesome other places there up at Eddie Pete's in Fairhope. They have the Squid Ink downtown. Mm-hmm. And I had one of their Cadillac hamburgers the other day. Woo, man.
Yep.
It was, you know, there's a Cadillac of hamburgers. Sunset Point has some unbelievable varieties of food. And they just, Pete says they put real food in their food.
Yeah, how dare they?
Yes, yeah, I know. In this day and time, you don't know what you get in this day and time.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah,
isn't that the truth? Well, you know, and if you can go through these drive-throughs, and you know, I've lowered my standards on what I expect. You know,
oh, you have to.
If I get something close to what I ordered, I'm usually pretty happy.
Oh, yeah, just get it and get the hell out of there.
Get something in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the fact that, you know, we got people in there and they're trying to work and, you know, they're making,
trying to be
a productive part of society.
I waited at a restaurant, drive-through restaurant, here about 3 weeks ago. There was nobody else in the line but me.
Uh-huh.
And we pulled up and ordered, said, all right, we'll be right with you. Pull up to the next window, so we pulled up to the window. We sat there and we waited. I said, well, at least it's going to be hot. And I'll be damned if what they served wasn't cold.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was too hot when you ordered it, so they had to let it
They
let
had
it
to let
cool
that
down,
sucker
so.
Cool off before they served it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, get up some heat gloves and go up there and see if you sit down there. Serve it while it's hot, fool.
Yeah, I know. You know, and hey, they're trying. At least they're there. They're trying to be productive. They're trying to make a paycheck.
Right.
They're not sitting home trying to draw pennies.
Well, they got to do something. You know, gas is what, $3.75 to $4.09 a gallon.
Yeah.
So you'd hope they can walk to work because they afford to buy the gas to go back and forth to work.
Well, you know, and it's, you know, fuel prices are not coming back down.
No, not for a while.
You know, they've dropped a little bit over the last couple of weeks, but, I mean, we're talking pennies on the dollar.
Right.
You know, not a huge drop. You know, so you got people there. It's cutting into their budget. You know, it's twice what it was a year ago. Yeah.
Well, the Ukraine thing is going to hurt areas that we didn't even have any idea about, you know, and how many of us stopped to realize that Ukraine was the breadbasket of Europe and the world, you know?
Right.
And how many of us realized that they were growing all this wheat and corn and all this stuff over there? And now it just came out that some of the car manufacturers are starting to have problems. Because they just happen to do a lot of the electronic wiring assemblies in Ukraine. They had a couple of plants over there, and I think it had more to do with some of like the
Volkswagen
and BMW cars and those
Mercedes
vehicles,
right? German built stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Which you know, hey, you know, I'm all for it, but you know, it's there's a reason Russia wanted to take over the Ukraine because, you know, they're actually resources.
Right.
They're very rich in resources and their ability to do some of the manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
Russia doesn't have a lot of that stuff.
Right.
Yeah. So it's, they wanted that for their, you know, their country.
Right.
Yeah. But I think he's learning that you just can't walk in and take what you want.
No, you know, and it's just it is unbelievable to see the carnage that is occurring there. We were just looking on TV there a while ago, and I mean, they don't have cars or anything to ride around in, so now they get from place to place on a bicycle, and they go in and just shoot them in the streets, and they're still laying there in the streets. And all
right.
In the street and on the curbs and all, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, these are not warriors. These are just people trying to live, and those suckers are doing. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I'm not on that page.
No.
You know.
No, not at all. Not at all. But anyway, it's going to affect us for a while. And,
yeah.
You know.
Well, we're seeing it in some other areas too now, and seeing some statistics shifts coming out about we're like 13-16% increase in new vehicle prices manufactured in the Americas, in the United States, gone up.
Which also drives up the used car prices.
29%.
I
mean, these are factual figures. I mean,
you
know.
You know, it's we get charged so much for a vehicle, and we gotta, keep the doors open ourselves. You know,
right.
So everything's gone up. You know. One thing we have started doing at UJ is we have a lifetime powertrain warranty on some of our used cars. It does have to fit, and you do have to keep up the maintenance with us.
Okay.
If you do all that, then you got a lifetime powertrain warranty on your vehicle.
That's awesome, and people need that. You know, here you go. Most of the dealerships do. They'll redo the used cars, especially their brand,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll warrant them for like another 5 years or something like that. But but now, and they wouldn't do that on cars that say over 5 years old, 6 years old, something like that. Do y'all have a?
Well, and there's a cutoff, and I don't know the particulars. I can't remember the particulars with the miles and the time. But we do have, and it gets into some of the upper mileage cars, but they're well maintained cars. You know that we put that on.
Well, where I was going with that, the Honda's advertising this week that they're starting to do it up to 10 years old.
Right, right.
And so I question the mileage that these cars would have on them, but undoubtedly it's got to be over 100,000 miles.
Well, yeah, because, I mean,
10 years.
Even averages over 15,000 miles a year now on your average car, and there's some that are putting 25 or 30. I mean, I've seen some that are, people put 40 or 50,000 miles a year on their car.
I was talking to a guy Saturday. He's got 430-something miles on his truck.
Yeah, yeah.
Volvo, pickup truck,
many years ago, come out with a program where they had, I believe it was, 3 years unlimited mileage warranties on their cars, and this over-the-road salespeople were buying them up left and right.
I can
imagine. They were putting 100, 150,000 miles a year on the car,
mm-hmm.
and it was warranted.
It was warranted,
So it was they kind of got away from that program after a little while. You know, great car, but it was
People need to consider this when they're buying the used vehicles, mm-hmm. and/or if they're buying the new vehicles, they need to make sure that they have extended warranties.
Yeah,
and I think most of your stuff, our General Motors stuff, is what 50,000 miles.
Most of our base warranty stuff is 3 years, 36,000. The powertrain warranty is usually 5 years, 60,000 mile warranty. Some of the premium brands like Cadillac and some of the Buick stuff is a little higher than that, but not much, So
I know you're not a salesman, and I know that you don't want to be. Yep. But if somebody's got a car, let's say it's got 50, 60,000 miles on it, General Motors product, Chevrolet or what have you, could they go into a dealership and buy an extended warranty program from them?
Sure.
You can do that?
You can do
so that's a viable deal. I mean, what do they just ask for? One of the salespeople?
Usually you want to talk to the finance manager. And, they're the ones that sell the warranty policies. And they'll get you to the right people.
Well, look, when you get to talking about air conditioning systems of $2,000 or $3,000, motors are, $6,000 to $8,000 to $10,000, transmissions are $5,000.
Yeah.
Come on,
Yeah.
So if you buy a warranty for another 3 years, 5 years, 50,000 miles or whatever for $2,000 or $3,000, that's a savings.
Well, and be careful with these people that are calling you on the phone telling you that your warranty is about to run out on your have no idea what car they're talking about. So, I've seen too many policies that, it was a $2,500 policy to buy. And if you add up all the coverages that they could possibly cover, because they have limits on everything, you might get all your money back.
If you're lucky.
So,
well, when I was running my shops and working in the shops, what I saw with that is they, you know, if you burn a rod bearing out or you burn a piston, then you will just pull the motor out, disassemble the motor and rebuild it, put a set of pistons in it and rod bearings, main bearings. And then I got confronted with a couple of those outfits, and all they wanted to do was fix that one item in that motor. I said, right. I'm sorry, I'm not disassembling that motor and pulling it apart. And then put it back together with used parts. They don't work that way.
Right.
They don't realize that a bearing has got a crush factor to it.
Right.
And it don't recrush. It
doesn't recrush.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and then rings. Yeah, I mean, you can break a ring pulling those out.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, it sounds like it's time for us to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors. I got a text message here from James we'll get to when we get back.
Never stalls. A four-barrel car, but dual exhaust with 411 gears. You can really get lost. Got safety tubes. I ain't scared. The brakes are good. The tire's fair. Now I pulled out of L.A. late one night. Moon, the stars shining bright. Driving up that grapevine hill.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
Well, you heard the story of the hot rod race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Rampel along with Tom Clashing. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. And speaking of callers, we do have a caller online with us. Patty, you with us? Hello, Patty.
Yes.
Hey, we got Patty Tripp here with the Mobile Bay Mustang Club. Y'all got a car show coming up here, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have a car show this Saturday. It's our Camellia Classic, and it's going to be at Camp Grace, which is in West Mobile off of Airport Boulevard and Elijah Jordan Road.
Okay. And I know y'all have been having out there a little bit. They didn't have the show last year, did they? Yep.
No, we didn't have a show the last 2 years.
Or last two?
Because of COVID.
Right, right.
And this year we're having it, but we've changed our location. So it's going to be at Camp Grace this year instead of the location we were at before.
Okay, good. That's a beautiful venue out there for a car show. I've been to a couple out there myself.
Yeah, it is very nice, and it's free for people that want to come and see the cars. Mm-hmm. The registration. To register the car is $30, and we should have they're supposed to have some children's activities out there also. There'll be food out there available. Just a lot of fun, beautiful vehicles, everything. If it has two wheels and an engine on a
you opened Pandora's box there now.
Yep. So even though it's the Mustang Mobile Bay Mustang Club putting it on, it's not limited to just Mustangs or Fords. It's all makes and models and that. I'm sure you'll have some year limitations probably.
Sure. I'm sorry, what?
Even though you're the Mobile Bay Mustang Club that's putting it on, it's not limited to Mustangs or Fords. I know you're
right. It's an open show. Like I said, as long as it's got two wheels and a motor, that's the main thing they need to do.
That's
anything
right.
Above that's fine.
Okay, well that's good. I know, there's a bunch of beautiful cars in Mobile. People don't realize it until you can start hitting some of these shows around here.
Registration is open from 8 to 11.
Okay, and this is this coming Saturday.
This coming Saturday, April the 9th.
Yeah. Okay. And it's a beautiful venue out there. It's out off Airport off of Eliza Jordan Road. Camp Grace it's a beautiful venue out there. I want to invite everybody to come out and look and see some of the beautiful cars that we do have run around Mobile.
It's unbelievable.
They've been cooped up a little bit here the last couple of years because hadn't had the cruise ins and that like we've been used to. I haven't gotten some of my classics out and running them around like I would like to. Just because there really hadn't been anywhere to take them here lately. But yeah, definitely looking forward to that.
Patty, it says that you're feeding the Gulf Coast and Camp Grace, so this is a charity?
Yes, yes. Yeah, we have, those are our main charities. We also have a couple of other charities that we contribute to, but the Feeding the Gulf Coast and Camp Grace are our major charities for this event.
All right, and you do have judges on board. I understand also you have a 100 first 100 cards registered will receive a plaque.
Right, they'll receive a dash plaque and a T-shirt, and I think we've got quite a few registered already, so they need to come early if they want to be in the first 100.
All right, there you go. Yep. Okay.
Sounds great, Patty. I know it's going to be a great show. You know, got capacity to have a lot of cars out there, I know.
Yeah, we're hoping to have 200 to 300 cars out there. There's plenty of room, and, you know, if people want to bring their cars and bring their little pop-up tents to put behind them, and, you know, there's plenty of room for that. It's just a great venue. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. I know the car shows around are it's a really great place, you know, to get out and talk to people with like interests, you know, on their cars and families. You know, it's just a really good environment. People, you know, it's a good place to network if you're getting out with your car. Yeah.
Camp Grace is also going to be providing activities for kids too. So, you know,
that's awesome.
It's great
for
families to have an outing out there and come see some beautiful cars and.
Well, the location that you were at before, off of Ziegler over there, it wouldn't sustain that, you know, 200 or 300 cars.
Well, previously we were having it at Bellingrass Gardens.
Oh, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. That sure is a long way to drive, though.
Yeah, they decided to go up on their price for all the cars coming in, and we just didn't think that that was good for our clientele. So we went to a different area, and now people can come see the cars, and it don't cost them anything. Whereas when they went to Ballengrath, it cost them money to go in.
Right.
Way they can come see all the cars they want to, spend the day out there, you know.
Yeah, that's
enjoy
a good
the area. And,
that's a good move on you and your board, so. I move there to make it available where it doesn't really cost anybody. We're getting so slammed now with cost factors relating to anything and everything that we do. I mean, you know, when you go to a grocery store now and you look to buy some coffee and it's gone up $2 in a matter of 2 or 3 months, I'm going like, what? You know, come on.
You know, right. And I just filled up with gas today, too, so.
Well, you know, you got to get a loan from the bank to do that now.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Patty, we certainly appreciate you bringing that forth, and I talked to one of you guys here about it at one of our coffee agendas, and he brought it to my attention, so I want to make sure that you got on board. Thank you, though.
All right, I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Patty.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Patty. But yeah, it's ought to be a great show out there this weekend. But I want to invite everybody out to go see the cars. It's a beautiful facility out there. So good causes also. But look how we do have a caller online. Oh, we missed him. But we'll get to James's question here in just a second. But James wants to know: do most vehicles still have smog pumps? The answer to that question, I'll give a simple one, which is mostly no, but what they're doing now is they, with the variable cam timing that we have, the ability to control the cam timing on our motors, they're changing the cam timing and the fuel strategies and that to be able to introduce more oxygen into the exhaust and raise the catalytic converter temperature faster. And without the need of an air pump.
Okay.
They were problematic. You know, they gave problems all the time this way, and it's less stuff on the motor that you have under the hood to have to deal with.
And it does a lot better job.
and it does a better job, you know, and that's why you may go up to, and we've had people comment about it, you crank it, crank a car cold, and it has a different sound to it for probably the first minute that it's running, you know, and that's it. It's fuel strategy and cam timing strategy, trying to raise the exhaust temperature so that catalytic converter fires off and starts doing its job.
So will it do that by leaning out or riching it?
It actually richens it up. I mean, it leans it out, but it's actually doing it by, you know, changing the cam timing and letting more air through.
Okay.
You know, so yeah. It just changes the whole sound of the motor.
More air into the combustion chamber.
Right. Okay. And they're doing the same thing, you know, to eliminate EGR valves on most of our stuff too. So okay. you don't have EGR valves on most motors anymore. And they're doing that because they're able to control the exhaust recirculation with the camshafts.
Right.
So,
it's cleaner. You don't have to EGR valve is exhaust gas recirculation.
Yeah.
And that's just exactly what it does. It recirculated the gases that are coming out of the combustion chamber and had enough fuel in them to reburn them again.
Right.
You know,
right.
So.
Looks like we got our caller back. Caller, you with us?
Yeah, this is actually Kane. Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Kane. How you doing, buddy?
I thought it was somebody.
No, it's nobody, wasn't it?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, actually a few minutes early, but that's okay. I mean, we'll talk to you for a few minutes until we get to take a break, and then we'll bring you back on. How about that?
Sorry. Okay, yeah, no problem.
Yeah. So what you got going on tonight?
Not much, man. You know, I actually had Tom in the pits at Deep South Speedway this
morning. I've been in the pits all my life.
Well, you know, I didn't want to bring it up.
Yeah,
but it was great to have him there, and, you know, he was rooting us on and kind of cheering me on, helping me with my driving style a little bit, and it was good to have him out because I haven't seen him out the dirt track in a while. And, of course, I need to get you out there sometime, but I know your schedule's crazy too.
Yeah, yeah. Right now we're trying to keep two vehicles up and get them ready to go to the racetrack, and that keeps me pretty busy.
Yeah, it does.
But
you know how that is, Kane.
Yes, I do.
But you know, it was awesome. You guys had a nice field of cars over there at Deep South Racetrack, and all the work that has been done on that track is just really unbelievable.
Oh yeah. Billy Robertson, the guy who has it now, has done amazing. Last year, I think it was over $200,000 or $300,000 worth of things that he's done, from moving in the track walls, making a smaller track where same size as some of the other tracks in the area. So you're getting more cars, you know, that'll come. They don't have to change the rear end like they used to have to.
Right.
The old Deep South Speedway. So that's been great. It's just, I mean, from changing the lights, LEDs, he put brand new showers and bathrooms in the pits. So, you know, he's willing to put a good investment in it. And the fans appreciate it, too. And if you've never been to Deep South Speedway, very unique seating. It's kind of a stadium-style seating, but you bring your own chairs, and it's really great.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Kane, I appreciate if you'll hold on just a few minutes.
Sure.
But we're going to have to take a break here, and we'll bring you back on in just a minute.
It's the Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
You got me, kid. Is it working or what? The test. Oh, my goodness. Okay, some kid in Minnesota. In my car.
Welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Remkel along with Tom Claxton. We do have a caller online with us here. We got Kane.
But, the fabulous Kane. Yes. Kane, I had the pleasure of being over there with you. I guess this stuff will quit bounding in my ear in a second. I'm sure it's coming out there too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but let's see. I don't want to talk over it. I don't feel like... Now we okay? Yeah. No.
It's going to go off in a second.
Blow up, damn it. All right.
Now we're back. Now we're
all back. Right. But, Kay, the thing that I really wanted to talk to you about, Deep South Speedway is an awesome venue. It's an awesome track. They've done an unbelievable job over there. I was surprised with the count of cars. I was surprised with the number of cars that are there, you know, just from the Mobile area that I've known for years, and a lot of them, those guys I built motors for, or my shop did, you know. But the other thing that I really wanted to promote is the fact that is the Canes Warriors. I need a little bit more insight out to our public about that on the one hand, and I'd like you to make sure that you let people know how to get in touch with you if they want to donate to these kids and the things that you guys are endeavoring to do.
Oh, yeah. We actually started around 2012, Canes Warrior Kids, become an LLC in 2015. And what we have done is really worked with families that have kids that are fighting cancer locally and around the country. And we've helped raise funds for everything from medicines to gas. Just to get to the treatments, we've paid house notes, and unfortunately, we've paid funerals as well.
Good gracious.
One thing that we've done is partner with the USA Women's and Children's Hospital for years, and really proud of what we do at Christmas. We have a huge toy drive, and this past year was our largest toy drive ever. We had two race car trailers full, over $12,000 worth of toys.
So, good gracious.
Well, and it's because we have boxes out of several of the areas. We do a lot of community events. There's a lot of special groups on Facebook and around that help, a lot of churches. And it is a great, great event anytime we do the Christmas and Easter. We're getting ready Friday, April 15th, to take over 300 Easter baskets, this time filled with the most toys we've ever been able to do since we've started doing Easter. So we're really excited. And, Tom, I mentioned this, I think, at the racetrack. For years, the hospital wouldn't allow Bibles because they didn't want to offend
people
who might not be Christians, which I understand. But now they actually have a pastor on staff, and we have, I believe, 150 Bibles we're taking to those kids and families
that
as well.
So
awesome. Really excited about that.
That's awesome. And you know, I know that you, along with some of the other racers out there, have a lot of sponsors, but I would think that most of the sponsors that you have are the corporations and the big companies, as well as some individuals. But the main reason that they're working with you is for the kids project that you work for.
You know, that's one of the things, because we'll take the race car to the event. Well, you know, what kid doesn't like a race car? And we lights in it, you know, as well. It lights up things. So, you know, and it's a Star Wars themed car for the second year in a row. And so, you know, we got like one of the baby Yodas on it, R2-D2's head. So, I mean, it's really an interesting-looking car. But it's so fun because the kids love it. And we've been very blessed to be able to tie that in with the racing and sponsors. Thank you to Spring Hill Toyota. They've been on for several years with us. Pull Apart's been on for over 10 years with us. BA Motorsports, K1 Race Gear, and, of course, my company, Coastal Traffic.
Well, it's just unbelievable, all the things that you've been able to do with that. And where and how can somebody get in touch with you and your organization?
Oh, Facebook's great. Just go to Canes Warrior Kids, and that's spelled K-A-N-E-S, so Canes Warrior Kids on Facebook. Or we have the website is caneswarriorkids.com. Kind of shows everything we do, information about some of the kids we've helped and families, and you know, how you can make a difference and get a hold of us there.
Well, in other words, there's information aboard your Facebook page so that people could make a donation or something on PayPal or somebody. You have ways
of
doing that?
Absolutely. We do Venmo, PayPal, old-fashioned whatever, you know.
Right.
We really want people to get the baskets themselves and the goodies themselves because that even ties them into the experience more.
Right.
Instead of just giving money or things like that. And that's why I think we had so many toys this past year because we really pushed that.
Right. Well, it's unbelievable. Does your knowledge encompass the amount of kids that are actually in the hospital under the stress of these cancers and these types of operations and stuff?
You know, my wife would know this. She's driving on the way home now. So yell it out, Michelle. They get several thousand kids through there. And what's amazing is when we started our toy drive, there weren't many people doing toy drives.
Right.
And the first year, they had to put our extra toys in a closet. The second year, they had to put them in an extra room. By the third and fourth year, they actually had to put them all in an extra building, and we're actually supplying enough toys now at our Christmas drive with other drives that go on, and it's supporting all the way through until Christmas the next year. So that was our goal, and that's where we're at.
That is so cool.
Unbelievable.
That is so cool. That is really awesome that you're endeavoring to do that, and I would think that the Easter baskets will be a big hit as well.
Oh, yeah. We've done this for several years. Again, we're going to have over 300 Easter baskets. So excited. I mean, that's a race car trailer full of
Oh, sure it is, yeah.
It takes a while to handle out. And one thing I'm really excited about as well is it's been 2 or 3 years, I think, almost, since we've been able to go visit the kids. And our connection at the hospital was telling us very, very soon we'll be able to visit. We have tons of trophies that have been donated from other race teams that we're going to go. I'm dressed up in a race suit. I've got a helmet that the kids sign and everything. But we're going to be able to go and visit the kids first time since COVID. So we're really
excited
about that.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Now, I noticed that I saw some of those trophies at a trophy shop the other day. Are you changing the plaques that are on there?
Yes, and you can actually, anyone who wants to donate them to what we do and give to the kids, take them to Camellia Trophy Shop right there on the Beltline. Yeah, and what they do is they take the – they'll make them up to the right year. They'll put 2022 on it, and then they'll put Canes Warrior Kids Champion on there.
Okay.
And I know these kids are champions to fight what they have to, and to be able to walk in there and give them a trophy and a toy and to see the look on the face of the parents, they're so happy for
what
they do.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I always say we're doing God's work through racing.
Well, you know, if you've never had a kid that was sick enough to, with some kind of uncontrollable disease or something, and then have them being sick and at home and or in the hospital, and then you see something like this occur where somebody comes in out of the goodness of their heart and the goodness of the people that are working with them to make these donations. And, you have to get out over at the corner somewhere where they've wiped the tears out, you know?
Oh, yeah. I've had parents come out the room afterwards and just say, thank you. We haven't seen our child smile in 3 weeks.
Right.
And if you can do that, I mean, just me just saying that just gives me chills. So,
oh, yes. Amazing. Well, you know, hey, kids don't ask for all of this stuff, man. They don't ask for this sicknesses. And, and sometimes we as adults, we do stupid things and misuse our bodies and intake things that we don't need to be intaking to, and it causes us to have problems and puts us in the hospital. You can't say that about a kid.
No, you're right.
The kid, I mean, you know, and the Lord didn't mean for all that to happen, but you know that he's there trying to help them walk through these diseases that they're being struck with.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you, it's a pleasure to have you on board and promote that. Give us a little rundown again on how people can reach you and look at your Facebook page and things of that nature.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Go to Facebook and look up Canes Warrior Kids. It's K-A-N-E-S. And then if you want to just check out our website, it's caneswarriorkids.com.
All right. Appreciate it, big guy.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate being on.
All right. Appreciate having you and enjoyed being with you and your race team the other night. That was a kick.
Well, anytime you want to come back, bring it on.
All right, brother, man. You take care.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right,
Kane. But I want to thank Kane for calling in and talking about some of the really great charities that he's got going there. You know, anytime you can help kids is a good day. You know, so, that's more power to him. Very proud of him for doing all that.
Well, he and his family, you know, his wife and their kids and her parents and all, you know, it's they're all working on these projects and all, you know. So, but you take a trailer, you know, a box trailer, you've got one that you carry your stuff around in. You know, you take a 26, 28-foot trailer, and that thing's about 7 foot high inside.
Oh, yeah.
That'll hold a lot of toys and stuff.
You can stack a bunch of stuff in there,
trust me. But, you know, because I work with being a Marine, we do the Marine Corps League that I'm a commandant of here in Mobile area is helping with the toys for tots. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we go around and pick them up in trailer loads and pickup truck loads and have boxes everywhere and have, you know, woo! And then we go help sort them out when they put them in a warehouse. Mm-hmm. And some of my guys and gals go over there, and they help sort those out for the different age kids.
Right.
And where it's a boy or a girl and all, so that they can get all that done through Toys for Tots. So I know where he's at, and I know what he's doing. And you just have to appreciate a guy like that. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And he and his family and all his racing team. Oh, yeah, are they racing to have a good time? Hell, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, the biggest time or biggest pleasure they're having is taking care of those kids.
Yeah, it's what it's all about.
And that's why so many people hang with him, you know. They're not, but, you know, might not be the fastest racer in the house and win races every week, but every time you load that trailer up full of toys and stuff and take it over to those kids, we'd win.
Well, you know, and it's a way to draw attention to your causes.
Sure.
You know? It's a good avenue to be able to do that. That's the reason, you know, sponsors put their name on race cars. It's a good place to get your name out there.
Yep.
Get your cause out there. You know, we've done it in the past also, you know, and it's a great thing, you know, to be able to do that. And anytime, like I say, anytime you can help the kids out.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm all for it. Yeah. Yep. But, you know,
I'm sure that there's a lot of people listening out there, that even tonight, that wasn't aware that was even occurring.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll want to be able to get on the websites there and get in touch with Kane and help be part of some of that. You know, I mean, if it's only $20 or $60 or whatever you got, or go down and get a couple of Easter baskets and get with them and participate with them, taking them to the hospital.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. You know, it's just, hey, you can't beat that, man.
Yep.
You know the Lord's going to bless you.
Yep, absolutely. Sounds like it's time for us to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors. And we're going to do that, and we'll be back after these messages.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to The Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. But, I don't know. I guess we talked about everything but fixing cars tonight.
Will ding-a-ling the phone over there and give us a problem. Oh, I know what I wanted to talk to you about. I had my brother had lives down the street from me, painting body shop man. He's got an S10, and I think he's got like 115,000 miles on it. And he called us in one night about it's just at certain times, not driving down the road, but certain times, he starts getting smoke from his exhaust. And at the time we told him that one of the things he needed to do was to check his valve stem seals. So he did that, and he went ahead and replaced those.
Right.
And got the valve stem seals replaced and all. But I couldn't – it seemed to me like he told me that he was – no, he doesn't run synthetic oil. He said he says if he puts synthetic oil in his truck, that it smokes real bad. Now, I don't understand that.
I don't understand that either, because usually synthetic oil doesn't smoke as much.
It's man-made.
Yeah.
Right. And that's why I was going to suggest to him to put some synthetic oil in it and drive it. Don't worry about it, because you're not going to see what little smoke you got.
Yeah.
But he says that it operates on his vehicle in a different manner. So I'm not going to say that's impossible.
No.
But it's not normal.
No, it's not normal to because I've seen some vehicles that burn a pretty good bit of oil that don't smoke. You know.
Well, that makes me wonder about maybe some sticking rings or something, or what. One he's got an oil ring that's stuck in it.
Well, and it could be, and if it's an S10, it's a fairly old vehicle, but you know, it really depends on how it was maintained. They weren't real bad about. You know, PVC system stopping up and causing that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's possible it could be an intake leak, you know, and pulling oil in, you know, into the intake.
You know what? I was wondering about that. Didn't they have a problem with that in the front of the intake?
Depending on the year model, some of those had plastic intake gaskets with a like a neoprene impregnated
right,
into it
yeah.
that acted as the
It wasn't
seal.
The old cork gaskets as we know them.
Well, that or it wasn't even the old paper type, right. Asbestos-looking gasket, you know. And they would deteriorate after time, and sometimes they would split and cause a leak. Usually you're going to run bad as well, though.
Yeah, right. Usually well, it'd be a vacuum leak
vacuum
as well.
Leak.
Wouldn't, right. Yeah. Well, now, in that occasion, where are you going to attain the oil from in the intake?
And the thing is if you have an intake gasket that's pulling oil in, it's going to be pulling it from the lifter valley.
Okay, right.
So it's going to be pulling it from
the place,
intake.
Yeah.
So it's going to pull it up from there, you know, and that's a possibility. I mean, it really is not real common, but, mm-hmm. but it can happen. It definitely can happen. So,
how could he diagnose that as an individual? I mean, he's mechanically inclined, you know.
You can, one of the easiest ways is probably to plug off the valve cover on one side. Put a vacuum gauge in the valve cover on the other side, or pull the dipstick and put the vacuum gauge right on the dipstick tube and plug off both sides of the valve covers and crank it up without the PVC in the motor and see if it'll pull vacuum on the motor. You know, if it pulls a vacuum in the crankcase, then it's got to be coming from the under the intake.
Okay.
Now, the downside of that is if it has a little bit of windage and blow by, it can sometimes offset that to the point to where you don't see the vacuum as much. But
right.
If everything else is sealed up pretty well and the intake's leaking, then it should actually pull a vacuum on the crankcase. You know?
If we've got a stuck ring in one of the ring glands, is there any easy way to do that without disassembling
really.
And replacing the ring?
Not really. I mean, you can do. There's some, you know, like top engine cleaning that you can pour in the cylinders with the plugs out and let them sit and then blow it out and run it and all that kind of stuff. And sometimes that will help, but very rarely.
The old deal back in the day, I think. They used to put transmission fluid in the cylinders, you know.
You
pull
put
the plugs out and put right. transmission fluid in there.
Yeah, and you know, that's basically what you're doing with the top engine clean. It,
right.
And it's a it's more of like of an injector top
right,
engine.
Like the BG.
Engine. Yeah.
And top engine cleaner y'all used to use.
Right.
I guess you still do.
Yeah, and you know, you put that in and it actually goes in and it frees up some of that stuff, softens up some of the hardened buildup. It does help, and it will free up a little bit, but I have not seen real good luck with it.
There's
doing
no
a whole
there's
lot.
No dock in a can.
No, there's no overhaul in a can.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the key things also is to make sure even if they put valve stem seals in, make sure all the drain back holes are open in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the oil's not draining back properly, it
right.
holds oil right there
right.
on the valves, and I don't care what kind of seals you got, it's still going to get
yeah,
back.
They're still going. Well, they'll override and come down the side of the valve anyway.
Right, right. So yeah, it's if you're pretty sure it's oil, if it's burning oil, you should be losing. You know, a significant amount of oil between oil changes also.
Just to make sure
it's not a fuel issue.
Right. You know? I would think it would be, it would show up on a spark plug too, on a cylinder.
You would think normally it would foul a spark plug after a while. You know, because it
sure
usually doesn't take
certainly
that
should
long.
Darken it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it usually doesn't take all that long. So it's just a matter of getting in there and finding out for sure which cylinder we're talking about, or if it's all the way across the board, then there's really not a good fix for. You know, you're gonna be looking at an overhaul at
okay.
that point.
Okay.
So, you know, unfortunately, that's yeah, sure not the answer he's looking for.
I hear that. Yeah. Okay.
But it does happen. So it's you know, hey, and I tell people all the time, oil changes are cheap maintenance and they're cheap insurance. I change the oil on mine every 3,000 miles, even though it says you can go 7,500.
I know. We cross that bridge all the time. Yeah. But, hey, you know what? It works.
But I promise you that my 40,000-mile car that's had the oil changed every 3,000 miles, if you pull it apart and look at it, it looks brand new.
It probably wouldn't look like it'd ever been used. The hone marks are probably still in the cylinder walls.
Well, and they'll still be there anyway, but there won't be any buildup anywhere on the inside of it either. Right. All the inside components will look just like they were just put together.
Well, if you've ever worked in a machine shop like you and I both have, over all these years, then you know what we're talking about as far as looking inside of a motor and seeing what the buildup residue is and the funk that oil, will, after a period of time, will leave inside of a motor.
Right.
And how it'll build up in certain areas.
Yeah. And, you know, and another thing we're running into here now is these motors, they don't make enough vacuum on their own for brake boosters and that, so they're running a vacuum pump off of the motor, and they're also lubricated from the internal engine oil. And if you're not changing oil often enough, guess what? That pump locks up.
Ooh.
So, and it can do damage to the motor as well.
Well, if you got the turbos on there too, then you got problems.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Yeah. I see people all the time. All of our stuff is by 7,500 miles. Don't care what situation you're in. It's telling you to change oil then.
Right.
And I see them all the time. They have 10,000-11,000 miles on between oil changes.
Yeah.
And even though you got synthetic oil in it, it is not going to keep that motor solid.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to cause problems.
Right. And but, especially, you know, and if you're not getting the right kind of oil filter and all on it to get the good oil filters, then it's not going to keep the oil clean. So it's just going to start deteriorating and get a more wear factor there.
Yep.
The real secret to it is changing that, getting that oil filter changed so that you know, keep all the funk and all out of that oil.
There you go. Sounds like it's time for us to call it quits for the week, and we will be back next week. But I want to get everybody to go out and see Kane and see what they're doing over at the dirt track. Come out to Mobile International this weekend. We're going to be running the truck with Jerry Goff.
There you go.
And go see the car show at Camp Grace.
There you go. Hey, got plenty to do this weekend if you're gearhead.
Yep.
Absolutely. All right, and to all of our veterans out there, God bless you, and we appreciate your service. Hoorah.